T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Those tolls, they'll slow you down. I was so glad when they ripped the tolls out of 95 around Richmond. Well, Stephanie Kane is the communications director for the Alliance for Toll-Free Interstates. And Stephanie, from that little audio mix-up, you can probably tell where I come down on tolling. But give me an update on where the toll proposals stand in the General Assembly right now.
Morning, John. Good morning. I love the intro. That's kind of where we are, unfortunately. So there was a tolling proposal for improvements to pay for improvements to I-81 this year, and that the tolls had been taken out of the bills, unfortunately. But now at the 11th hour, it seems like they may be back in. The two bills that have moved through the General Assembly have a very minor difference in the 81 committee that was to be set up and spend a year debating on what the best funding would be for these improvements to 81. They essentially were just different by the number of members on the committee by one person. And so that means that the bill went to budget and or to conference, and there are six conferees that are looking at the bill, and in the now as we're headed into the last day of session is on Saturday. Unfortunately, we're hearing that they're trying to get some source of funding, a revenue source in there that may include a diesel tax increase, truck registration fees, or unfortunately tolls are still on the table. So we're very concerned about how this will play out over the next couple days.
I mean, $4 billion was the number that was being thrown around at the beginning of the General Assembly session. And my question was, what's that money going to go to? I mean, we're not talking about building new roads, right? So what are we actually raising $4 billion to accomplish?
So there are a number of improvements that are needed on 81, which everyone agrees that some of that would be adding new lanes in particularly congested areas.
Expanding. Okay.
Right. And adding like safety banks and signage that would indicate a backup looming ahead. That's one of the things that makes 81 unique is that it's not rush hour related delays. It is incident related delays, which is actually, we think, one of the primary arguments against tolls, because the program that the Commonwealth Transportation Board and VDOT has been talking about using is designed to relieve rush hour related congestion. And 81 is really unique in that that's not what they're dealing with there.
Who are the chief opponents of the tolling initiative? I assume that comes from the professional drivers, the trucking industry, people who are on the roads every single day.
Yeah, certainly the trucking industry is opposed to it because tolls really are a supply chain tax. The other major industries that we see impacted would be the manufacturing industry and agricultural businesses. So they're really, when you look at those three industries, those are like the major employers along 81 as well. So there are major economic impacts that would be had if you implement tolls on 81 that we don't feel have been vetted fully as their policymakers are considering adding tolls to 81.
So with the General Assembly wrapping up this weekend and the negotiations continuing, if the tolls are ripped out and do not make it into the final budget legislation, what is the solution here? Do we just kick it for another year and wait till the General Assembly comes back in 2020? Or is there a halfway solution right now?
Well, I think that's what they're trying to hash out. And I commend policymakers for trying to come to a solution. Essentially, what the bill this year would have done is create a fund that had no revenue source. And I think they'd like to see some kind of actual revenue source in it. But what is off-putting right now is that what we thought was going to happen is that we would have a year of public debate, that all stakeholders would be involved in that conversation. So our fear is that maybe they don't include tolls right now. They just do a diesel tax increase or a trucking registration fee increase. But tolls, then they might come back and add tolls next year in the 2020 session. So we're concerned about just exactly how many sources they may wind up putting this into and how all the impacts that's going to have on the area.
Yeah. And my observation over the years is once there's a tax or a fee that's added, it doesn't go away. It usually sits right there and oftentimes grows, even if you do come up with another solution.
Absolutely. And never is that truer than with tolls. They only go one direction, and that is up. We've seen in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Turnpike last year announced that they are going to have to raise the turnpike fee every year until 2044. They already have certainty that that's going to happen. So I think you'd see the same thing with tolls on 81.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us. It's certainly something if you're watching as the General Assembly wraps up this weekend, you want to keep your eye for that paragraph in the stories that will be published about where the budget winds up. Stephanie Kane, Communications Director, the Alliance for Toll-Free Interstates. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.